In an effort to compromise with the Count My Vote movement, lawmakers approved a bill which said that candidates who got a required number of signatures could bypass a convention and get on a party ballot. But that could still be a hurdle, according to County Democratic Chair Glenn Wright.
Because particularly on the local level, the barrier to get number of signatures required to get in the ballot is fairly significant.
Pretty high, yeah.
I'm not seeing a lot of changes that are going to occur 2 years from now. I think more so on the Republican side than the Democratic side. I think the big race there, and Cal probably agrees, is going to be the U.S. Senate nomination 2 years from now. That's where there's going to be some controversy. It's not going to affect the Democratic Party all that much.
Republican Chair Tal Adair also doesn't see a dramatic change. He said the GOP caucus system has made some changes to respond to concerns.
It allows more participation. If you're not there, if you're a doctor or fireman, whatever, you can still vote and not have to come to caucus specifically. So we've made some justice in allowing people to be more proactive in being involved.
I think the most significant change that could affect the Republican Party is that their primary, if there is one, will now be an open primary.
As Adair noted, delegates at the GOP convention approved a resolution opposing the legislative change.
We think that people have a right to vote in a caucus, and that we have a right, and that the federal government doesn't have a right how Utahns vote. And so we are going to use every issue so that we maintain the right for Utahns to voice their own opinion and not have outside sources come in and tell us what we have to do.
Yeah. I think from a constitutional standpoint, they have some reasonably good legs to stand on, actually. I don't think they're going to be successful in challenging the legislature's decision to make the Republican primary an open primary, because that's a state election issue.
Adair also said legislators are willing to work with them.
They had pretty much a gun to their head, they feel, in their words, and they're willing to work us to adjust it so that it's a win-win proposition.
It could wind up being like the term limits issue from a couple of decades ago. Vote for term limits and eliminate them when the time comes.
County Democratic Chairman Glenn Wright and Republican Chair Tal Adair. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.